Millions of dollars in federal assistance has been placed on hold. The broad directive sparked confusion even at bigger programs like Medicaid, which provides health insurance for 72 million low-income Americans. States reporting they couldn't access the Medicaid online portal, instead receiving a warning about possible payment delays due to executive orders regarding potentially unallowable grant payments.
A vote today expected on the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Confirmation hearings begin today for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Death toll in India 17 when pilgrims stormed a riverbank where people had been sleeping. This is ABC News. A Temple University freshman has died after falling off a light pole and hitting his head in the middle of the celebrations after the Eagles' NFC Championship win. In the past, Philadelphia has greased light poles to keep people off of them. Under investigation now, a fighter jet crash in Alaska. The pilot of an F-35 jet had to eject just before it slammed into the ground. ABC News contributor and former Marine Corps pilot Steve Ganyard says,
there's clearly video that will allow any kind of a mishap investigation board to get to the bottom of why this occurred. And there is a sort of black box on this airplane that will help investigators determine what happened. And of course, there's the pilot to give the pilot's debrief of why they pulled the handle and ejected.
The pilot is in stable condition. More of America's kids are having a tough time in school. The new National Assessment of Education Progress shows reading scores among fourth and eighth graders down 5 points, math scores down 3 points. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, February 2nd at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, they invite you to join them for a fundraising breakfast featuring great food such as South Fork's made-from-scratch pancakes, fabulous French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, and hash browns, raffles, and more as they kick off the 2025 season. All proceeds will go directly to Team SEAL to help offset the expenses and keep the sport affordable for all. And interested athletes and families are welcome to stop in for breakfast, talk to the coaches, and check out the program. Everyone is welcome, and it's only $10 per plate, with kids 5 and under eating free. Any questions? Call Mark at 715-820-3707. Once again, this is happening Sunday, February 2nd, from 8 a.m. to noon at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. Mental health and suicide prevention was a major focus of Wednesday's State of the State address. Lisa Hale has more.
Governor Tony Evers named 2025 the Year of the Kid in his address. He highlighted many initiatives aimed at improving the lives of children not just in school, but during the 80% of the time that they're not in school as well. He said in his upcoming biennial budget proposal, he'll ask for $300 million to provide mental health services in schools statewide.
Let's start treating our state's mental health crisis with the urgency it requires. Yes, for everyone of every age, but especially for our kids. The state of our kids' mental health continues to be concerning for me as governor and also as a grandfather. A kid in crisis may be distracted or disengaged, may not be able to focus on their studies if they are able to get to school at all.
The $300 million would also fund expanded mental health training and peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs.
In his last biennial budget, the governor asked for a similar amount for mental health support, but the legislature only approved $30 million. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manapa. Marthaler Chevrolet of Manapa is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV. Three 500 or three 250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity? They're here for you. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or at ManacuaCars.com.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, the Phillips boys hosted Shawamigan, and Phillips edges Shawamigan 63-58 for the Merriwood North Conference victory. Other action had Cumberland topping the Ashland boys 52-39. Mellon continues their strong season, just one loss on the year. They beat Washburn last night 54-32. LCO boys, they were victorious over Butternut last night, 60-3. It was Clayton topping Winter, 81-55. The Lakeland boys get a win last night as they top Hayward, 68-67. The Prentice boys, they topped Abbotsford, a shootout, 81-78. Rib Lake beat the Athens boys, 71-49. And also Onalaska last night beat the Medford boys, 62-37.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Natural resources departments across the region are encouraging landowners to prune their oak trees now to avoid the risk of oak wilt infection. Winter is the ideal time to prune or remove oak trees. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Natural resources agencies say that now is a great time to prune or cut oak trees without the risk of an oak wilt infection. Oak wilt is an invasive fungal disease spread by sap-feeding beetles that can kill all oak species. The disease is common in oak forest and expanding north and west with climate change. Last year, oak wilt was confirmed in a number of new counties across the region, but fortunately, the public can help stop its expansion. One of the best ways to help protect oak trees is to do any necessary pruning or cutting in the winter when the risk of infection is virtually non-existent. The beetles that carry oak wilt spores become active in warm weather and are attracted to the sap from fresh wounds on trees. Therefore, it's important to avoid wounding or pruning oaks April through July, the period with the highest risk of spread. Learn more at your Natural Resource Department's webpage. In Minnesota, mndnr.gov, or Wisconsin, dnr.wisconsin.gov, and search oak wilt. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and much warmer with highs in the lower 40s. Still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
bigger star than the maker TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. You, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. Hey. Shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place.
Hey.
Shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
And another edition of Reality Radio begins at 12 minutes after 8. Our traditional introduction song there by Joe Adelucci, a 70s song, and Shut Up Your Face. I hope you are well on this Wednesday. We are doing the 29th day of January. And look at Rachel and Gray win the award for the first arrival at the radio station. I thought I missed, I was gone yesterday. I thought maybe I missed a memo because it was 12 past 8. And I was the only one here. And I thought to myself, did I miss a memo? Should I be here? But they're here. So we're good. We're good. We have a lot of good local stuff for you this morning. We're going to talk with Kelly Meredith, some exciting news for Butternut and some development there. So we'll chat with Kelly coming up at about 8:45. Also, Courtney from the Chamber will stop by about 9 o'clock or so this morning. We'll get John Carlson here from the SEAL shooting team to stop by. He'll be in about 9:15 or so. And Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce also will be stopping by.
I'm picturing you like Kevin McAllister in the moments he wakes up, he goes down the stairs, he pours himself a bowl of cereal, turns the TV on, and he's wiping the sleep out of his eyes. And when he looks around and realizes, I made my family disappear. Good morning, Joel.
I literally looked at the clock, and I also looked at, I found out what day it was, and then I thought there was a holiday or something today.
So, Darla just pulled in right behind us, too, but okay. Rachel and I ended up both late today because we had to drop her car off up by the wonderful Jay's Automotive.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly than that, we were late. we left the house a little bit late, so that's why we're actually behind the 8 o'clock mark.
I'm just glad everybody's here. I mean, I don't show up one day, and I thought everybody just thought, well, Joel didn't show up one day, I don't show up tomorrow.
If you think you can disappear for a day, we'll one-up you.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday was a mild day, mild windy day. Today not quite as warm, but like I said earlier this morning, Gray, if we're not going to have snow and be able to do all the things that come with having a whole bunch of snow, we might as well have pleasant temperatures, right?
Yes, yeah, I absolutely want to be. I mean, like yesterday night, I think at like 8:30, Toby needed to go out, and I thought, you know what? I'm not putting the jacket on. I've already got the pants and the sweatshirt on. I'm going to put on a vest.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a major... It's a major step of progress.
Yes, exactly. Well, I want to warn people that coming up soon on the gray area, and it won't be today, but it'll be soon, I have in my hand, I acquired this through actually a Heckman auction sale a couple of weeks ago. I have an unopened, still sealed pack of Kmart Collector Edition Baseball Superstar cards that I believe It doesn't say a year, but I believe it's from the late 80s or early 90s.
I think it's 90s. I did some Googling, yeah. And I Googled a couple of the player names on the back,
yeah.
And it gave me like a 93-ish date,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
I was amazed that back in 1993, this pack of cards cost $1.97. I thought that was a little pricey for back then.
I was thinking more like a flat dollar. By the way, are there actually that box implies that there are? If you look at the front of it, even it says there are 33 gloss cards.
Yes.
Are there actually 33 cards in there?
There are 33 cards in there. Yes.
They must be super super thin because that box. I mean, sure, it feels like a deck of playing cards, which is 52 cards, but that just especially with those Packers cards you gave me. I guess I've got thicker paper in mind, so it just doesn't seem like that's possible.
And after nearly 32 years since this was produced, this package, I am very anxious to see what the with bubblegum part provides when we open up this pack, because you can't really even smell the gum anymore. I'm wondering what that flat stick of gum that was inside of baseball packs for many, many years looks like after 3 years.
I'm guessing it's the kind of thing that we could probably grind up in a mortar and pestle and rehydrate into some form of glue that's never been seen by man.
We should get the science teacher in here from Shawamigan or Phillips, maybe with a microscope and evaluation of that bubble gum. I'd like to see what that.
I'm thinking after a couple hours of intense scrutiny, they'd come to the conclusion of. No, better not.
There's going to be no bubble in the gum. There's going to be no bubble in the gum, I don't think.
This is just gum. The bubble has vacated.
Yeah, so we're going to bring back some memories. I think maybe we'll try to do this Thursday or Friday. We have a lot of guests coming in on Reality Radio today. I'll let you get along on your day and get moving.
Oh, well, thank you.
Appreciate you, Gray. We've got, local birthdays, anniversaries. We'll get to those in just a moment here at 715-762-3221. Your morning, guys, feeling better today. Voice is still a little bit, so we don't, Mr. Patterson, our high school AD, is... got a tight schedule today, so he'll rejoin us next week. So not a whole lot going on with that. So in lieu of that, we will come back with some special guests and talk more about some events going on Reality Radio. Some hand-chosen Reality Radio music, though, for you here to get things off and running.
basketball, a stormy one, says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Travis Tritt there at 98Q Country. That was way back in 1993. That's our second 1993 reference today, that the country artist did a remake of a whole bunch of Eagles songs. And when they did it, it got a lot of ridicule. People were just like, leave it alone. But it's music that is kind of, I don't know, it's gotten, I think, more popular over the years. That song by Travis Tritt, A Peaceful, Easy Feeling, by Little Texas, and Desperado by Clint Black. You hear those songs. There's still ones that are pretty good, pretty good. They did the Eagles right. I'm not still as a fan of that era and the Eagles, and even before that with the Beatles and the Beach Boys and stuff. I'm still not, 100%. I'm like, maybe just leave it alone. But they did do a good job. I'll give them that. Hey, if you ever want to text us and request a song or maybe the birthdays, you can do that through our 98Q Civic Media app. Just go to the App Store on your Android or iPhone, search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, and download it. Put it on your phone. You can listen not only to us, but our sister station on 103.1 and any of our Civic Media stations. If you enjoy Wisconsin talk, political talk, and other stuff, there's a lot of options on there for you to listen to information. And everything on the Civic Media app is cheesehead. Everything's Wisconsin. All Wisconsin stations. There's over 20 stations on the app that you can listen to from all across the state of Wisconsin in various formats, from oldies to country to pop hits, whatever, and talk also if you like hearing people talk and about the political situation. It's all there for you. But if you want to use it just for us here, just tap on 98Q text and you can shoot us a text with whatever you want. Comes right into the studio. It's brought to you by Wheelway. Pete and the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. I'll be there broadcasting from 10 to 1 tomorrow. Check out all the vehicles at wheelwayautos.com. Speaking of the birthdays, we will get to the birthdays in just a moment. If you have one, 715-762-3221 at the last minute. Get us your birthday anniversary, whether it's today, a belated one from yesterday. We'll wish him a happy day. We'll get to our birthdays after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration offering a mass buyout to federal employees as it tries to restructure the federal government. A federal judge temporarily blocking the freeze on all spending for programs. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trump's plan to halt potentially billions of dollars in federal assistance has been placed on hold. The broad directive sparked confusion even at bigger programs like Medicaid, which provides health insurance for 72 million low-income Americans. States reporting they couldn't access the Medicaid online portal, instead receiving a warning about possible payment delays due to executive orders regarding potentially unallowable grant payments.
A vote today expected on the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Confirmation hearings begin today for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Death toll in India 17 when pilgrims stormed a riverbank where people had been sleeping. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Tuesday, February 4th at the high school gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night featuring Shawamigan versus Prentice. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. After the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys basketball team that they will get signed by each player. And all Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, February 4th, with a JV game at 5:45 p.m. and varsity at 7:15 p.m. at the high school gym here in Park Falls. Kenosha is getting some of that Microsoft money. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The tech company is expanding its presence in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It follows an ongoing $3.3 billion project in nearby Mount Pleasant. That's expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. The Kenosha investment was announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala today. The site is a location just off the interstate near 142.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was. I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local girls basketball last night. Phillips played a non-conference tilt, and they beat Tomahawk last night 63-38. Maple Northwestern, they beat Hayward 44-32. At Clayton topping the Winter girls 55-30. And it was the Cameron girls beating Ashland 79-22. The Lakeland boys hockey team in Kingsford, Michigan clashed last night, and they played to a 2-2 tie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it and go on WheelwayAutos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Well, happy birthday anniversary if this Wednesday, the 29th of January, is a special day for you. If it is, you share it with Andrew Keegan, the actor from TV's Seventh Heaven. Party of Five is 46 today. Justin Hartley, the actor from TV's Trekker, This Is Us, is 48. Sarah Gilbert, the child actor from Roseanne, actress from Roseanne. And she was Roseanne's daughter, the younger daughter. She's an executive producer and star of the show's relaunch and subsequent relaunch as the Connors, the younger half, sister of actress Melissa Gilbert, Sarah Gilbert, 50 today. Heather Graham, the actress from The Hangover series, Austin Powers, 55 today. Thomas Jane, the actor from Hung the Mist and The Punisher, Magnolia, 56 for Thomas Jane today. Edward Burns, the actor, director, and screenwriter from The Brother McMullen. She's the One, Sidewalk of New York. 57 for Edward Burns today. Who else do we have here? Nicholas Turturro, the actor from TV's NYPD Blue, is 63. Erlene Mandrell, younger sister, youngest sister of Barbara Mandrell, of the Mandrell sisters. Of course, Barbara was probably the most famous of them all, but Erlene is 68 today. Oprah Winfrey, the talk show host, movie producer. She was the biggest thing going in talk shows when she was in her talk show prime in the 80s, even into the 90s. And then she discontinued her talk show and has her own network, the OWN Network, O-W-N, Oprah Winfrey Network. And she is, I don't know what exactly her wealth is, but one of the wealthiest women in America anyway. I don't know about the world. Oscar nominated, and she was in The Color Purple. She could act. She could host shows. Just very personable. Oprah Winfrey. I've always liked Oprah. I know she's taken some political stances that maybe some of you are like, meh, but she's good. She's good at what she does. And the OWN network has some good stuff on there. It kind of brought some stuff forward that hadn't been on other networks. 71 today for Oprah. Ann Gillian, the actress from TV's It's a Living, is 75 today. Tom Selleck, the actor from Blue Bloods, Magnum P.I., of course, is what we all know him for, right? Tom Selleck, In-N-Out, Quigley Down Under, Three Men and a Baby, 80 today for Tom Selleck. Catherine Ross, she played Elaine in The Graduate, also starred in Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid, Donnie Darko in the original Stepford Wives, 85 for Catherine Ross today. John Forsythe, the star of TV's Dynasty, Charlie's Angels, born on this day in 1918, passed back in 2010. And W.C. Fields, the brilliant film comedian. It's a gift. I mean, there was a lot of movies they did back then. I think, was he in the silent film era? Born in 1880, he probably would have been. And transformed into the talkie box era. talkie box era. But he's a legend. He is a legend. 1880 he was born. And W.C. Fields, real name, William Claude Dukenfield. William Claude Dukenfield, W.C. Fields. Born on this day, 1880, passed in 1946.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and much warmer with highs in the lower 40s. Still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Current temperature, 18 degrees.
Well, we've got Youth Night coming up on Tuesday here at the Park Falls campus. This was originally not snowed out. It was colded out from the cold snap we had last week. So they're going to do Youth Night on Tuesday, February 4th. And that's when the high school boys will be taking on Prentice on that night. So boys and girls who are in grades 4YK through 8th should attend this game so they can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school programs. So after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the varsity team, and they'll even get it signed by all the players too. It's pretty cool. They got a couple hundred posters ordered, so they should have enough for everybody. If they don't, they'll make it good. So all Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through 8 will get in free for that game on Tuesday, and I'm pretty sure, let me check my schedule, but I'm pretty sure we're broadcasting that game on Tuesday. That's the 4th. Yeah, Prentice at Shawamigan Boys. So that'll be a big night at the Park Falls campus. Go on down there, even if you don't have kids that are involved, and celebrate. It's always fun to see the young dribblers doing their thing and dribbling around the gymnasium. So that's Tuesday. Put that on the calendar here at the Park Falls gym. Folks from the Copper Falls State Park are doing just some really cool things. They've got an event coming up on Saturday. Copper Falls State Park Candlelight snowshoe, ski, or hike. And that is Saturday from 6 to 8. Temperatures should be very nice for that. You can enjoy the candle loops. There's a 1 mile snowshoe or hike on the Red Granite Trail, and a 1 mile ski or hike in the Meadow Loop also. They have guided stargazing starting at 7 o'clock. That depends on, of course, the skies. You got to be able to see the stars. They'll have food and concessions there with chili, hot dogs, cocoa, and all the good stuff there. So that's at the Copper Falls State Park on Saturday. Might be a fun family event for you to take in Saturday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Kelly Meredith will join us live in studio coming up in just a moment here.
Locally owned, Glass to Go in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
More of Reality Radio here in 98Q Country. Coming up this weekend, we got a fundraiser for the Seal Trap Shooting Team, and John Carlson will join us to talk about that on the way a little bit later on here this morning. But we're going to talk about, we mentioned we'd have Kelly Meredith in studio today, and we have Carrie Olinger also, both with Butternut. I don't know if the official title, Carrie, if you have an official title, everybody has a title, right?
I'm the executive director of the Shawamigan Humane Association up in Ashland.
Okay, very good. All right, and Kelly, we know Kelly Meredith, of course.
So I wear many hats.
Yes.
Here I am today.
So you wanted to come in, Kelly, and talk a little bit about an ordinance and stuff that's kind of been tweaked a little bit and defined better, I guess, for the city of Butternut, right?
Yeah, so like all municipalities, Butternut has its ordinance book that, you know, addresses all the little details about living in Butternut and all the rules and regulations. And we have had animal ordinances in the past. However, they're very scant, and they basically address animals, dogs, from a nuisance standpoint. They deal with excessive barking and running at large, and they're like a line or two, and that's it. We've never really had any ordinances on our books that actually speak to animal welfare, you know, making sure your animal has, you know, got enough food, has enough shelter, and things like that.
Right, so that's being defined in there. And Carrie, you were kind of involved with the process here a little bit?
Yeah, a group of us got together and kind of worked off the ordinances that were just enacted in Price County and kind of tailored it to be good for like the Butternut area. I'm really hoping that this kind of starts a movement of ordinances being updated for many municipalities, because like even in our county, the ordinances go back from like 1980, and I mean they're very plain, don't go in depth. So when there is an animal welfare call, there is no verbiage that kind of explain exactly what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. So there's a gray area. So like these ordinances really lay out the words like what is okay and what is not okay. And so I'm really excited that Butternut took this on, because I'm hoping that it kind of spreads heading north north into our county that, and anywhere else too, that, you know, we care about animals and we want to make sure they're safe and everyone's following those ordinances.
So is there anything in the new outline that people would be like, oh, well, that's, is there anything that stands out or anything maybe that stood out for you that made you want to do this?
Well, actually, the Price County ordinances actually define animal cruelty, and I've never seen any language that actually speaks to that. I mean, we all have sort of common sense ideas about how you take care of your dog or your cat, but this actually lays it out very specifically. And one of the things I liked is that it even includes exercise. Like if you, you know, you have a 200-pound dog, you know, you want to make sure that dog gets out and gets to run. Otherwise, you know, that's a form of torture to just leave it penned up and never get to move it and things like that. So I really love the level of detail that was in the Price County ordinances. And that's why in Butternut, it's actually an entire chapter now in our ordinance book. It's chapter 16. And anybody who's interested, Cindy Pritzel is working on getting it on our website so that you can just look it up there. But in the meantime, if you just want to go down to the village hall and ask her for a copy, she will give it to you. I have it here printed out. It's like several pages. It's many pages. So
And what's really nice now, so many communities have shelters. We have Catkins here, a great shelter, of course. So if people have a situation where they maybe got a dog as a puppy and then it got big and they're like, oh boy, I can't run this dog, they have a place now, right? They have a place where they can just go and say, you know what, this dog isn't going to be happy because my lifestyle changed, and you can make it happen. Whereas the old days, it used to be you had to find a friend who knew a friend or a grandpa or something.
And that still unfortunately does happen. But I mean, like recently the Shawamigan Humane Association took over animal control housing for the counties. That was in October of last year. So it's kind of been a learning process for us. And so we try to be a place for these animals to go, as well as Catkins. They're a great resource in Price County. They can't take care of their animal. They need help. Even if they need behavior assistance or help, we both are there to kind of assist so that they don't end up getting loose or getting hurt or hit by a car or biting someone, you know? It's a really important resource. The Humane Society is, they help out with those situations and such.
And I'll just interject, because this kind of goes along with the ordinances. There's absolutely no shame in having to surrender your animal. In fact, that's the honorable, responsible thing. If it's not working out, nobody ever asks you questions like, how did you get in this mess or why? But no, there's none of that. There's no guilt. There's no shame. Do the right thing. Be responsible. And so with these ordinances, yes, now we have a whole process of enforcing all these laws. However, at the end of the day, what we'd really like to do is be a resource and to work with you to help you take good care of your cat, your dog, or, you know, your animal.
Yeah. What about chickens?
Okay. That was a new one. Okay. And that this one isn't from the Price County. This one we got off of the DePere ordinances. But people had been coming to the board for years and saying, hey, I would really like to raise chickens. And that board at the time said, absolutely not. We are not considering this. No, go away.
For the city, inside the city limits.
Inside the village limits.
Right.
But we've had a change. And, you know, I personally had always been kind of supportive of it. And I think it's kind of a very progressive thing in a lot of ways to raise your own chickens, have your own eggs. The problem with making any kind of ordinance in Butternut is that we have kind of a range of properties. We have people who live way and when you look at the village limits on a map, we have people who live way out in the country, and then we have like where I live, which is downtown, and my lot's like 20 feet wide.
Right.
So when you start to craft ordinances for that type of a range, it gets kind of tricky. So with the chicken ordinances, how we set it up is that there are some legitimate setbacks. In other words, you really can't have chickens if your backyard is the size of a postage stamp. You just don't have enough room.
Right.
But if you particularly for those people who are more out in the country or people who have very large lots, you know, if you meet the setback requirements, you can have chickens now. You can have four. You can't have any roosters. And there is a permit process. And again, that's on our website, the village website. There's a permit, and you also have to register with the Department of Agriculture. So,
Are you fearing picketing that roosters are chickens too?
The problem with roosters is obviously they crow at night, and that becomes.
Shut up.
I know, exactly. Like, oh my goodness.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But that is, especially with the price of eggs and what's going on in this country. I'm sure
we've had a lot of discussion
about a lot of inquiries. But if people want to do that within their it's a city there, a village of Butternut. They just need to get a, what, a permit or something?
Yeah, just stop into the village hall, or you can go online or talk to Cindy. We've got it all set up for the permit process. And you, and if you, like I said, if you, there's a form you have to fill out. You have to demonstrate that you have a lot that's large enough to accommodate this. But and the chicken ordinances are pretty brief. They're like, they're 12 points, but they're all, you know, basically.
Yeah.
The highlight is four, and no chickens. Or
and
no
layers,
no,
too. Not like a meat processing
it's not
a, facility.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah, you can.
Now, Carrie, we talk about Catkins a lot here at the station because they're right here. But, of course, Ashland County is just right over the line, right there north of us. So talk a little bit about Ashland County, about the animal control and some of the struggles that you have in Ashland County.
So we lost our housing facility for animal control in October of last year, and there was no place for animal control to go. And in 2017, we built our shelter, and we did not build the shelter to think of that we needed to accommodate animal control. So within like, I think 7 days, we transformed our garage into animal control.
Wow.
And tons of efforts from the community, volunteers, staff to clean out our garage, reorganize, get kennels put in, get walls put up, get cat cages put in. Within 7 days we had animal control roll in, and it's been a learning curve. There's some things we have to figure out and such.
And this is right in Ashland?
Yes. Over by Walmart. Yep. So we are, it's doing great now. We think it's kind of a little more fluid as far as like getting animals in, because we have viewing hours. People can call us and see if their animal's there. Previously, there was an issue because you couldn't really call the housing facility directly. So now dispatch handles animal welfare complaints. So if there's anything that is going on that you're concerned about, you call dispatch, and the police officers are handling those complaints. And then, but if any stray animals come in, they come right to our shelter, we intake them, and then if they do not get redeemed, we put them up for adoption in the same facility. So
are you as overwhelmed up there as Catkins is here?
We have been. This year has been, in 2024 was really bad. I mean, we had unprecedented numbers as far as like surrenders, not a ton of strays, but a lot of people losing their home, not enough money for vet care, not enough money to feed the animals and care for the animals. So we had a lot of influx of surrenders. It's kind of slowed down, knock on wood. Our slow time is right now, but we anticipate in the spring being very overwhelmed, especially because we're only working with a very small area for animal control. So we're anticipating having to figure out if we need expansion or something like that to accommodate animals, because when spring comes and kitten season and puppy season's here, mm-hmm. it just explodes.
Because you just don't get one, you get the litter.
Yes.
Yeah, you get the litter. We have a very unique situation here because, you know, we have people in Butternut, obviously, that are very close to Catkins here, and the Ashland shelter is, you know, 60 miles.
Yep,
so
sure.
We have a lot of people in Butternut that do utilize the local Catkins.
Absolutely.
One, right?
I will kind of interject that with the introduction of these ordinances, we in Butternut actually have now our own, well, we've always had our own humane officer, but now our humane officer is Todd Linsmeyer, who most of you in Butternut know. He hasn't gone through the official training yet. That'll be this September. But he's somebody who can actually like investigate complaints, or if people have concerns, they can contact Cindy at the Village Hall, and then Cindy can contact Todd, and then we can actually sort of start meeting this out and figuring out what to do. Before, though, we have had animal ordinance, we've had humane officers in the past, they've been way off site, and so then you're kind of trying to juggle that. And Todd is born and raised in Butternut, and everybody knows him, and he's an incredible. And I did invite him to be on the radio, but he declined because he said his voice sounds terrible. That was Todd's reason. But he also has a job. Well, so do I. But
he's got to stop barking back at
exactly,
the dog.
Exactly, I guess. Yeah. I guess, you know. Yeah. But point being, we do actually have somebody. So if people in Butternut have a concern about an animal and they're not sure where to go, you know, you can contact the Village Hall, and Cindy can contact Todd, and we can actually start getting things done.
Right.
Because now we actually have something to enforce. Before, we didn't have anything to enforce. We couldn't say anything. I mean, there's nothing to do.
Sure. So. And when it comes to the Humane Society part of pets, I guess that if you see something, say something kind of thing is always... I mean, don't be afraid to call the local authorities and say, you know what? This dog's been tied up out there for a long time.
Yes.
Or this dog doesn't look good. And just have them check on it.
Right,
you know, it doesn't hurt, right?
Absolutely. And Ashland County will do that also. And I have actually done that and called, you know, dogs that are tied up and twisted up so they can't get to their own food or their own shelter. They will come and do those investigations and untangle or contact the owner. But just having our own local ordinances makes it a little bit easier and a little more fluid for us to, like, deal with things before it gets to that level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And with the announcement of the chickens, I'd like to announce Joel's Morning Show chicken service now available.
Yay!
I will come and... See, I had chickens growing up as a kid. I love that. That process of reaching under the hen and grabbing an egg is dangerous and warm. Because sometimes they don't like that stuff. But that is something that people are looking into. You can lay the golden egg would even be better.
I know. We could
They're all golden. They're all golden now.
One day it'll happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If people want to see or have any questions about kind of the rewritten ordinances, where can they see that, Kelly?
Well, like I said, you can go to the village website, because Cindy's, and it might not be up just right this moment, but Cindy is working on getting that up on our website. In the meantime, if it's not there right this second, you can just stop in. She can print you off a copy and you could read it. That's like I said, it's an entire chapter now.
Yeah, yeah. So. And Carrie, where can people go online? You know, sometimes people are looking for a dog, but they need a certain type of dog, or maybe there's something that they love and they don't see it here at Catkins. They want to check out your site. Where do they go for that?
Absolutely. Our website is chaadopt.org. And if you are interested or looking for a dog, you can always fill out an application ahead of time. We keep them on file for a year. So we can give you a buzz when one comes in. You'll be pre-approved to adopt. So we have plenty of animals that come in, all different types and breeds and purebreds and mixes. And so, reach out, adopt, don't shop.
Yay, do that. Yes.
We have our house dog, Toby, here, who wants to talk a little bit about his great new owners, Gray and Rachel.
For those of you who, there's a dog here in the studio right this moment. He's lovely. His name is Toby, and he's beautiful.
Yes, he is our official station dog. And when you come into the station, he'll greet you with a couple of barks to let everybody know these
things. George Faltinowski and I were on for Village Fest this fall, and Toby was in the booth with us. And all of a sudden, Toby decided it was time to bark.
It was
time to go.
Had something to say. All right, some very good information there, and I'm sure if the price of eggs stay up, we're going to have more people take advantage of having a few hens. Roosters, though.
No roosters.
All right, Carrie, thank you for taking time
absolutely.
To come in. Kelly, as always.
Thank you, Joel. It's always good.
We appreciate you coming in. More of Reality Radio, local information coming up.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.